I am Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hey everybody, thanks for stopping by. I am Dave Guerra, and this is the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. That's right, the Dave Guerra, former member Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, United States Army. That Dave Guerra. How are you doing? Thanks for stopping by again. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you subscribing. And you know what? Before I go any further, I definitely have to say yes. At the front, at the introduction, that is... Mark Valley. Yes, former member of the Berlin Brigade, star of television, star of movies, comedian. If you're in the Los Angeles area, check him out. Every once in a while, he'll hop up on stage. But how do you know when he hops up on stage? Well, you definitely have to follow him at Yes Mark Valley, all one word, Yes, Y-E-S, Mark Valley, all one word, on the Twitter. So follow him on the Twitter, at Yes Mark Valley, and his Twitter handle will be... on the show notes. So that's out of the way. Again, thanks, Mark, for doing the new intro. And everybody, let's get this podcast started. All right. So how have you been? How's things going? How's life? How's everybody? It's June 22nd, 2014, as I record this episode. And I hope you're having a great summer. It's been a hot one so far, and it's been a crazy one weather-wise. I had a report from some friends that went over to Berlin here at the beginning of the month, and it was 90 and change over there in the Fahrenheit side of the thermometer. So, wow, I don't ever remember when it was 90 in Berlin, but I guess things are changing. And, well, that's for a different story. That's for a different podcast. It's not for this one. But I hope you are safe. I hope you are enjoying the summer, but staying safe. You know, hurricane season just kicked off. There's still some crazy weather out there in the Midwest. So, by all means, please take care of yourselves and, you know, listen to the weather forecasters or the prognosticators or whatever you want to call them. And stay safe, stay alert, stay alive. But you know the deal. You know the deal. That's right. The drill. That's what I was going to say. You know the drill. So, again, how are you? This episode, we're not going to go too long. We're not going to go too short either, but definitely some stuff I got to get out there. A lot of administrative stuff, a lot of things I've been promising people I would say and mention in the podcast, and I have not done that. So without further delay, let's get into this, and let's see where the messages, here they are. And let's look at some emails, some messages that have come in on the Facebook pages. And that's come in on the website, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and even on the Berlin Brigade hotline. So let's dive right in. Got a message on Facebook, and I'm going to leave it alone as far as the name of the individuals, because, again, they didn't give me permission to post their names. But I will say this. I read this message, and it said, Berlin Brigade, Flaming Sword, 5th Infantry Division. He served in Berlin around 69 to 71. He was in the mortar platoon. He is looking for this image. And I want to say it's the 6th Infantry, because that would be around the time that the 6th Infantry was there. And from 69 to 71. And if anybody, it's an image that individual attached. And I want to say it's Calhoun is the last name. Okay, that I'll give that much, but I won't give any more than that, because, again, a first name was not given, but that's all right. Deadly 4 Deuce, sudden death. Does anyone have a better image? And what it looks like, it's like somebody stood in front of a framed picture of this Deadly 4 Deuce and flashed with a flash photography. So the whole front of it is all lit up, and it's kind of like in black and white. So they're looking for anybody that has this picture. And what it looks like, it's 2 mortar tubes and a skull, you know, kind of like a pirate-looking thing, a skull, a crossbone. And across the top it says, The Deadly 4, and then underneath, Sudden Death. So if you know this image, and it will be on the show notes or the show page for this episode and on the website. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, or you're downloaded it to your iPhone or iTouch or iPad or whatever you're listening to, head on over to the website, www.berlinbrigade.com. Okay, then you want to click on the podcast link, and you'll see that right up on top, right underneath the Berlin Shield on the homepage, or on its own podcast link further down on the website. And it has its own little box right below the introduction greeting. And you can go there to the podcast homepage, and you're going to be looking at episode 54. And it'll be there, and you'll see the image. You'll see what I'm talking about, and you'll see how it was taken. But again, it's like two mortar tubes and cross mortar tubes, kind of like what they do with the cross rifles, a skull on top, and it says the four deuce, the deadly four deuce, sudden death. So if you know, if you have a better picture of this, please let me know. I'll pass this along to the individual that's looking for it. And we'll also post it on the website. It's kind of neat. Kind of go back in history there and try to get something back. So that's that first message. And so I got that one out of the way. Let's see. What else have we got? Okay. Oops. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Another one. My grandfather was part of the 287th Military Police Company Berlin Brigade, Steinstücken Detachment. We only have a few pictures of him when he was in Germany. I am in the Marines now, and I am over here for a few months in Germany, and I was wondering if you had any information on my grandfather, or if anyone that was in his company is still alive and knows him. He passed away in 94, and I was only 4, so I'm trying to see if anyone knows him. He was a very tall man, way over 6 feet, had jet black hair. He was from Mississippi, and his name was Joe Oliver Orr, O-R-R. I was just wondering if you had any information on him or if anyone knew him when they served. Wow, pretty cool. So again, I've got an email. If you knew him, have an image of him, a photo, anything, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I will pass it right along to the individual that, that's asking the question. So again, they're looking for information about the grandfather who was with the 287th MB Company, Berlin Brigade, Steinstücken Detachment, and doesn't give me a date of service, and that's okay, but Joe Oliver Orr, O-R-R, that's kind of one of those unique names, so we'll see it out there. So if you know who it is, drop me an email, and we'll get you in touch with the right person. There we go. Okay, might have mentioned this one already. Looking for Joseph Howard Wibbles, or goes by the name of Joe, served in Berlin Brigade from 1987 to 1990, McNair, Company B, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry. So if you're out there, drop me a note. If you know of him or where he's at, drop me a note. Somebody's looking for him. I hope it's not a bill collector. Seriously. No, you know what, folks? We do get those every once in a while. There'll be a bill collector that'll stop because, again, registry names will pop up on there, and that's kind of why I try to change things up with the registry. That's why you don't see an actual email address. And then they asked me, I've had one that really, I mean, seriously sent me a letter, certified letter all the way to the PO box. And I said, I'm sorry, that's all I have. Just because I have their names doesn't mean I know them personally. So please try again someplace else, not with me. So don't worry, folks. If you're on the run, your secret's safe with me because that's all I know. It's just your name and your email address, what you give me to put on the registry. Other than that, let's hope that it's all good and it's just somebody's trying to make a reconnect. So seriously, again, Joseph Howard Wibbles, W-I-B-B-E-L-S, or Joe Wibbles, served from 87 to 90 with Bravo Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry. If you know him, you are him, drop me a note. Somebody is looking for you. Okay, next question. Trying to find out if there was a 47th Signal Company or 47th Signal Battalion assigned to the Berlin Brigade during 1947 to 1955 time period. Doesn't mean that units didn't rotate in and out, but as far as I know, no. But if you know otherwise, you know different, please again drop me an email looking for somebody from the 47th Signal Company or Signal Battalion 47th. From 47 to 55, again, let me know so we can get this answer all taken care of and addressed and put away. And I think that might be it for the email. Let's see. Still looking for Gary Brooks and Scott McKee from the 26 or the 3rd of the 502nd? 3rd. No, not third of the 502nd. That just doesn't work. Fourth of the 502nd. That works. There we go. 2/6 or 4 of the 502 from 80 to 87. Looking for Gary Brooks or Scott McKee. Again, drop me an email, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and we'll go from there. Let's see. Okay, we got that one already taken care of. I think we've answered the Facebook side of email. Not too shabby. So again, if you know of anybody that has a picture of the Deadly Four Deuce Sudden Death banner, drop me a note. Anybody that served with Joe Oliver Orr with the 287th MP Company, drop me a note. And Joseph Howard Wibbles, Bravo 6 of the 502nd, drop me a note. And anybody that knows anything about the 47th Signal Company or Signal Battalion, please drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com. I thank you. And that concludes the email from the Facebook page on the berlinbrigade.com Facebook page. Okay, now let's head on over to the email, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and let's crack open the email there. Ooh, excuse me, all of a sudden. The first one came in on the 12th of June, and Bernard writes, or Bernie, I'm sorry, that's what he wrote. Are Berlin Brigade vets World War II veterans because Berlin was continually occupied since 1945? Great question. I can see where you can put that two and two together. And I think I've referenced it in the past where Berlin and the occupation of Berlin has kind of just been a continuation of what was going on in World War II and all the agreements that came at the end of that. But the war did come to an end and it was officially over in Europe when the unconditional surrender of Germany took place, and then in Asia when the surrender of Japan took place. And that brought the war to an official end, so it didn't continue. Now, the occupation of Berlin, the occupation of Austria, the occupation of Japan, the occupation of Germany, well, all of that was part of the agreements prior to the end of the war, and this is how they were going to take care of things after the war, how the victorious nations were going to rebuild or kind of do what they need to do in the nations that they conquered and defeated in the war. And so that kind of is that. So the answer is no, they are not considered World War II veterans because the war did come to an official end. But they were up until 1990 when the reunification of Germany took place, executing the doctrine, the agreements, the orders that were issued after the war came to an end and said, you know, Berlin's going to get divided up into four sectors. Germany's going to get divided up into four sectors, and so on and so on. So, great question. I thank you. Yes, it is thought-provoking. It can be if you really, really, truly want to work it down. You find somebody someplace that'll say, you know what, technically, yes, they are, but they are not. Because, again, the cessation of hostilities was formally recognized, so the war did officially end, and there is nothing more to carry on. Let's move on. Oops, let me do a little clicking here. Sorry about that. And, okay, so we addressed that one. And, folks, listen, need to remind everybody that if you want to be added to the BerlinBrigade.com registry, well, two things. You had to have served in Berlin. And the other thing is you need to use the registry form, registry submission page, and that's at, well, if you go to the BerlinBrigade.com homepage, you'll see there on the menu tab across the top, you'll see registry. Click there, and the first bullet point, it says for new registry submission, change of email address or removal, please click here. Well, you know what, please click there. It's very simple. And fill it all out, hit submit, and poof, that's it, I get it. And then it just sits in a pending box until I get to it. Again, it is not automatic, so there is no need to sit there and keep hitting send over and over and over again. Really, that's just not a good thing. It doesn't tie up anything. It doesn't delay anything. It doesn't speed anything up. It just basically frustrates the individual that keeps hitting the submit button, especially when you type in all the ones. into all the boxes, and then you hit submit buttons at IP address. Well, I'll leave the IP address out for now. I don't want to point fingers, don't want to do anything like that, but again, please, there's no need to. It sits there and it gets entered manually. And why do I enter it manually? Like I've said in the past, because again, we want to make sure that we weed out spammers and anybody that's just trying to get anything unscrupulous. Okay, that takes care of that. The next thing is also in the registry, while we're on the topic of the registry. Some of you have been resubmitting your information, and the only thing that's different is the email address, as it shows different from the website. Well, folks, I have it that way for a reason. We're trying to stop the spammers from spamming you. And what I do is, again, I put, you know, let's just say your name is joe@aol.com. So I do the Joe space and then open bracket, spell out the word at, close bracket, space, AOL.com. What it does is those people that go out there and just strip the data and go looking for data constantly out there, looking for email addresses, well, what it does, it makes them do more work. And a lot of times what it is they have programs that'll go in there and just do a little cleaning, scrubbing of the data that they collect. But if it starts getting a little too much for them to do, they have to do several processes. It's not really worth their time, because in the time that they could be collecting 1,000 names someplace else, they're still working on one page over here on our website. And so again, I just do it for your protection. So again, that's why you see it that way. There's really no need to resubmit your information, because again, it'll just continually go onto the website with the space bracket and all, and the what you see there. It's good for everybody. And again, let me know if you are getting spammed. That's coming from this website, or coming because somebody took your name from this website. But other than that, we should be good to go. Removals, they're done within a couple of days. I try to do them as soon as I get them. For that reason, you don't want to be on there for whatever reason you don't want to. That's up to you. That's fine. But again, please be patient, because again, this is being done on by an individual, not some computer. There's no database. And so again, it's got to get manually done. And that's enough about the registry. Okay, now let's move on to, the next email. This one came back in at the beginning of the month. And I do apologize for taking so long to post it, but here it is. Folks, listen carefully. And I'm going to read everything to you. Sir, my name is Don Smith, retired Army who was stationed in Frankfurt from 1986 to 1989 and visited Berlin West and East 3 times. I'm researching on a book on the Steinstücken Enclave. Your list of 287th MP company members and their email has been invaluable. You've made it much easier for me to contact Berlin veterans who have the information I need. Now, they're asking if you have any contacts who could provide insights or further insights into the American connection to Steinstücken from 45 to 94, I'd be grateful. So, again, folks, if you know any more about the connection with the Steinstücken Enclave and what it took, aviation detachment, you flying in, MPs, if you haven't already been contacted, please drop me a note. Anybody at Berlin Brigade headquarters that knows about operations that were going on and what it took to get there and get them supplied like they were, which is awesome, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com. I will put you in touch with Don. And we'll get the word out and get it back to him. But again, by all means, please, we're looking for anybody with information on the Steinstücken Enclave and the operations to support the enclave before the wall was modified and the road was cordoned off and we were able to drive in. So, again, thanks a lot there, Don, for that email. And I do apologize for taking so long to report it on it, but it's out there now, and hopefully we'll get some word out back on that one. Excuse me, sorry about that. Had to clear my throat. Let's move on to more emails. Hey, how are you liking that content by John Parmenter, the Operation Long Thrust gentleman? Yep, he came into Berlin, took care of business when he was called to, and him and his unit came in from the West. And he's contributed greatly. If you have not seen his contributions, he's added some really neat stuff in the download section. ebooks and downloadable content section. He's got a couple of write-ups there. We're going to be adding some more, so by all means. And if you've got some write-ups, you've written articles in the past about the Berlin Brigade or any kind of operations that involve Berlin, by all means, we do recommend, we do request that you submit that information so we can get it out there and posted, and we can go from there, because it's really nice to have John's information. I'm you know, I don't mind putting stuff out there, but every once in a while it's cool to have other people donate their information, donate their articles. So if you've written an article, by all means please do submit it. Let's see, I think we're done with that section. Golly, sorry about that. I don't know, it's like weather change or something out there. Now I'm just like all congested real fast. Holy moly. Oh, here we go. Hey folks, really neat one. We got an email not so long ago looking for somebody and asked, is so-and-so still alive? He was working at the hospital and I would like to visit with him if he's still alive. We made that connection. Yes, he was still very much alive, the individual who they were looking for. So that was an easy one to do, and I like doing that. So again, pretty cool, and thanks for your email. Let's see, what else have we got going on? Hey, who's going to Berlin in August? Who's going to Berlin in September? And who's going to Berlin in November? Still not too sure what dates I'm on. I'm still waiting to hear some things, but as soon as things get posted, I'll put stuff out there, and we'll get stuff locked down tighter than a drum. But for the most part, do enjoy. A lot of fun, a lot of great stuff happening out there. So wish you safe journeys, and we'll be talking before now and then. Oh, my. Let's see what else is going on. A lot of notices. Ah, yes. One. Yep, there we go. And it came in on Facebook, it came in by mail, and it came in by Twitter. And that is from our old friend Donna Musil and the Brats Without Borders, the first nonprofit serving military brats of all ages and branches of service, founded by Army brat filmmaker Donna Musil. And what it is they've got this really cool thing going on this coming weekend, and I'm talking the 28th. Or 27th, 28th, all the way until August of 2014, starting on the 27th over at Old Dominion University. So if you're in the area there at Old Dominion University in Virginia, check this out. It's called Unclassified, the Military Kid Art Show. It's pretty cool. The show explores 70 years of visual conversations with military brats around the world. It also examines the effect of PTSD on military children and how one Marine family used art to help heal the wounds of war. And so not too shabby. So check it out. Old Dominion University, starting this upcoming weekend, June 27th, and going on until August. On the 27th, there's going to be a small reception, and Donna Musil, our old friend, will be there presenting, speaking. And from then on, it's going to be there for your viewing. Well, for you to go and view, check it out. And if you go, check it out. Take some pictures, upload them, send them over to dave@berlinbrigade.com or on Twitter at Berlin Brigade. That's it, @Berlin Brigade, all one word. Send them over to Twitter. Tell us you were there. Tell us what you saw. And tell us what you thought about it. It's pretty cool. I'm kind of interested. I'm in Texas, so I'm not going to be able to make it to Old Dominion. However, if you're there and you can do it, please, by all means, share with us. Talk to us. Let us know what you thought. Let's see. And I did not know this, but if you want to hurry up, you could probably check it out. If you're in the Huntsville area, U.S. Space and Rocket Center, it's currently on display there. So it's on exhibit there. So check it out. You got maybe a couple of days before it packs up and hits the road. So definitely check it out. Then again, if you don't, I'm sorry. But as soon as I get more of a schedule, if there is more of a schedule as far as where it's going to next, I will pass it along without a doubt and let you know. Well, hold on. Let me open up another page. Oh, yes. There it is. Brats Without Borders and the Military Kid Art Project. The show. Yes, talked about that. There's like, oh my, there are five galleries in this whole project, and it's pretty cool. Gallery 1 is Military Kid History and 2 introduces visitors to the Military Kid subculture and via signage, archival photographs, and quintessential brat artifacts. The Gallery 2, Military Kids reflect and connect in 28 original pieces of art. Military and civilian children from the 50s to the present express their thoughts and feelings about growing up military through art. Gallery number 3, Military Kids Shine, features artwork from famous Military Kid connected artists who have made their marks in the international art world and how growing up military influenced their art. Gallery number 4, Military Kids Speak Out, features video clips from a variety of sources about growing up military and the profound effect it has had on one adult's life, including Brats Are Journey Home, Brats Raw, Chris Christopherson and Schwarzkopf, uncut interviews about growing up military from two legendary military brats, singer-songwriter Chris Christopherson and the late General Norman Schwarzkopf. Tom and Laura Belden, interviews with father-daughter artists about their art show and how it has helped heal some of the wounds from Tom's multiple tours in Vietnam. Now that's going to be a cool one. Gallery number 5, A Family Heals, this very special gallery features artwork by father and daughter Tom and Laura Bolden, both military brats. After two tours in Vietnam, Tom returned to a world he wasn't sure how to fit into anymore. He eventually divorced his wife, dropped Laura off to college, and didn't see his family again for 15 years. Then one day, Tom showed up at one of Laura's art exhibits. Unbeknownst to her, each had been making art to heal the wounds of war. Wow, not too shabby. Here we go. I've got it. And you know what, folks? I'm going to put this link out on the show notes, so don't feel that this is the only chance you get. here we go. Well, okay, let's see. Okay, so previously it was at Hampton Sydney College in Hampton Sydney, Virginia. And that was from August 16th, 2013 to October 26th, 2013. And I do apologize. U.S. Space and Rocket Center, Huntsville, Alabama. It did close. It closed on May 31st. It was there from March 8th to May 31st. And here we go. Old Dominion University, Norfolk, Virginia. There we go. June 27th through August 10th. And again, it's free admission. Old Dominion University, Norfolk, Virginia. And then on October 10th through November 16th, Lake Placid Center for the Arts, Lake Placid, New York. So upstate New York, get ready. It's coming your way. Again, if you go, please let me know. Take some pictures, share it with us, tell us what you think. It's pretty cool stuff. And as a former military brat myself, I'm very interested. Let's see what we can do about making the trip in 2015 over here to, can you believe we're already talking about 2015? But let's see what we can do about making that thing come over here to Texas. And that'd be pretty cool. So again, check that out. And again, that link will be on our show notes without a doubt. So stand by for that. Let's see. I knew there was something else I wanted to talk to you about, and I just, for the life of me, it's escaping. No, I don't. It's not escaping me. The Veterans Business page, the Veterans Business Directory, folks, you need a product, you have a service, you got to do something, you need something, check it out. It's the, on our homepage, it's Veterans Biz. You'll see the link there, the big box on the center, right center, or just off center to the right, and it's right there. It says Veterans Biz. Check it out. Right now, we're sitting with about 13 businesses, and you know what? We could add more, because I know there's more out there. I'm corrected. 14 businesses. I just had to do a quick count. 14 businesses all over the United States, Texas, West Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois, Oregon, Florida. I think we got all the corners covered. Rio Rancho, New Mexico, we got that covered. But hey, I know there's some awesome veteran businesses out there, and I know their Berlin Brigade veterans are out there. So again, let me know. Drop me a note. If you're selling something, you're making something, you're doing something, let me know. We'll put it out there. Visit our books page. We're in the works of getting another author, another great author, to join our Autographed by the Authors page. So again, great books to get them signed and have a good have a copy of signed by an author, which is always cool. And of course, you're more than welcome to visit our Sound and Vision page. It's got all that other cool stuff, all the other authors. Get ready, another author is coming in there. And again, authors that are already on those pages, if you have written another book, let us know so we can get you added on there. Please, Don, Robert, Donna, Donna, if you've done another video, let us know. Don Cooper, want to hear more from you. Like C-Trick, Let's see what else is out there. Manny English, Kurt Woodward, Stan Nelms, Charles Sledge, waiting on the next book there from you. Rebecca Cantrell, getting ready to put out another one, so get ready for that, folks. T.H.E. Hill, sir, you are writing away, and we're waiting on you for some more good stuff. And again, this is a call out to John Bolden. You've got a great story. We're all dying to read about it, so by all means, please get it in writing. Let's get it on over here. And again, I'm just calling out people that are there, but again, if you've written a book and it's not listed there, let me know. We'll get you added on there ASAP. Hey, since the last time we talked, I've added a Q&A session, a Q&A video section, video questions and answers. And again, this is every once in a while we receive questions via email about Berlin, the Western Allies in Berlin, the Soviet blockade of Berlin, the Cold War, the U.S. forces in Berlin, and other related topics about our time in Berlin from 1945 to 1994. And I've done three videos so far. I've got another one coming up. So be on the lookout for that, but check it out. And again, down at the bottom, if you've got a question about Berlin, East Berlin, Cold War, the occupation of Berlin, the U.S. forces in Berlin, write me that question. Send me an email. Let me know what it is. I'd love to hear from you. And it's a lot of fun, and it's another way of giving back and making sure that our legacy is passed on to a new generation, a generation that now lives in a world, well, without occupied cities. Without having to go through a checkpoint just to go to the other side of town, without having to wonder, what do I need to do to get back if I lose my paperwork? Those kinds of questions. And you know, luckily we live in that time now that we were good with that, but we that remember that, it's our duty and our responsibility to share it with everybody else. So, by all means, questions, comments, concerns, as always, send me Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. Twitter, it's at BerlinBrigade. Facebook, www.facebook.com/BerlinBrigade, all one word. That's the page there. And of course, all those links and all the links I talked about and everything I talked about in today's episode will be on the show notes. So again, thank you for your time. I hope you had a great, you're having a great summer. Continue having another great summer. Here goes 4th of July. And so we'll talk to you soon. Until next time, thanks a lot. Dave Guerra here. I do appreciate your time. Auf Wiedersehen. Dankeschön. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.